Happy Sabbath, Imani.
Happy Sabbath.
Okay, that sounds better. It might be a little chilly on the outside. But we're in the house of God, so it should be warm on the inside. It's good to see all these smiling faces this morning. And for those who are looking at me who don't know who I am not D. Robinson. I am D. Butler. Okay? For those who are here for the first time, I got caught in the middle. Sister Robinson is not here, so I was asked to do the welcome this morning. Sister Robinson, Diane Robinson. Again, it's good to be here in the house of the Lord this morning. As I look around, I can see a couple of new faces visiting with us this morning. But first of all, I want to welcome our regular members. Without you, there would be no service. Amen? So it's good to see you, and especially those I haven't seen since Wednesday night. Amen. Amen.
I got into the medical building, and the first office I stopped at, the guy said, "This is the cardiologist. So if you have abdominal problems, you need to go to the next office. And if you have psychiatric problems, you need to go to the next office. Because nobody here handles all of the disciplines." I want to make a statement this morning on the power of the Lord that this is a one-stop shop. The Lord says, cast all of your care. Domestic, all of your problems. The different subdivisions of domestic, all of your problems. He says financial, all of your problems. You see, our problem is that we think that this place is, we are small and we are not on TV and we are not significant. But that's not the power. That's not where the power comes from. The power comes from who we meet with here today. What's your problems today? What's your problems today? Some of us, our problems are so crushing that we are here, but our minds aren't here. He says, bring all of that to me. So let us bring our cares, our challenges, our fears, all before the Lord today. Because he says, cast all your cares upon me. Let us bow our heads as we pray. O Lord, our Heavenly Father, great and awesome God, you who made the universe and spread it out and number them by names, you who shook the earth and they said 9.0, Lord, but you've got more power than that. Oh, Heavenly Father, you who took the time to name and number the very hairs on our heads because you love us so much. You who have the intellectual power to make all the cells in our bodies. Oh, Heavenly Father, we thank you for your greatness. We are in awe of your majesty. Oh, Heavenly Father, and we worship you because of your great character. We, your children, come before you today, Heavenly Father, and we are weak and we are frail in compared to your greatness. And little things scare us, and little doubts and little disbeliefs just disturb our normal way of function, and it wants to interfere even with our worship. Oh, Heavenly Father, the mortgage, the first is coming and it's due, and the rent is due, and the utilities are due, and we are scared because today is close to the end of the month and We don't have what it takes, and we don't see where it's coming from. And you said to cast all of our cares upon you. So we bring it to here today. And your people bring their problems to you today. And Heavenly Father, I am promising them on your word that you will attend to their weaknesses and their problems. There are some of us, Heavenly Father, we are struggling to keep our blood sugars under control. We bring that to you today. There are some of us who are struggling with depression. We bring that to you today. Oh, Heavenly Father, we have problems with our homes and our children, our husbands and our wives. We bring that to you today. We ask for direction, Heavenly Father. Lead us. Show us where we are supposed to go. Tell us the next turn. Show us where we are supposed to lead so that our homes would be places where angels will stop on heavenly mission. Oh, Heavenly Father, we bring these earthly fears as the earth shakes from the north all the way to the south. And we know that you are coming, but we are afraid of tsunami, and we are afraid of earthquakes, and we are afraid of waves, Heavenly Father. We bring that to you today. Calm our nerves, Heavenly Father. Oh, Father, grant us your spirit so that we would learn how to trust in you, though that the earth be removed and the mountains be cast into the midst of the sea. Let our faith hold on to you, Heavenly Father. There are children here today. There are young boys and young girls who are seeking a way. They want to hear you say, lead me, Heavenly Father. They want to know what to do with their lives. We bring that to you today. We cast all of these cares upon you. Sometimes we are afraid of your church because we have forgotten that you are in control. Oh, Heavenly Father, as we come every Sabbath, we pray that you lead. Look down upon the men who have been called upon to lead earthwise. Speak to them. Change their programs and their policies so that your will be done. We bring our pastor to you today. We bring our immediate family, our husband, her kids, her home, as she tries to balance being a woman, a pastor, a leader for your people. Oh, Heavenly Father, grant her wisdom from on high. When she lies down, speak with her. And when she wakes up, guide the words that comes out of our mouth. So the way that she leads our children would be the same way she would lead your children. And just as how her house would be a house of prayer and thankfulness, that your house will be a house of prayer and thankfulness. These many, many things we ask of you, not so much because we have a lot of words, Heavenly Father, but because our needs are so great in this time of earth's great history. Pour out your spirit today, that as we commune and we remember your sacrifice, that we would all be drawn closer to you. We are thankful for your patience, that you would hear, that you would forgive, and that you are willing to bless. Accept our thankfulness for your mercies. For we ask these things in Jesus' most holy name, and for his dear sake. And all the people said, Amen.
How y'all doing today? You know, I have to say I see more people smiling today than I did last week. And I'm happy to see that. Some of you must be coming out on Wednesday nights. I think that's what's going on, Pastor. It's praise time, and we just want to render a number to the Lord. And we're hoping that you will follow us as we ascend to the mountain of God.
Jesus, Lord, we bow before your throne. With the elders, Lord, we worship you alone. Sing it home. We